This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Happy Friday. The spring fair season has arrived. There are several going on in the state this weekend, and Hippo editor Amy Diaz joins us now with a rundown of some fairs in the Granite State. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
This list of fairs, Amy, is really varied.
Yes.
I mean, there's something
for all interests.
Yeah, there literally is something for everyone. So what have we got?
Well, let's start with the New Hampshire Renaissance Fair. This is actually the first weekend for the fair. It runs this weekend and next weekend.
Okay, Renaissance fairs are the butt of plenty of jokes. I've made my own, but they are more popular than ever. So what's the attraction here?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, they said that they had their biggest year ever last year, had about 4,000 people come through the fair. I should say it runs Saturday and Sunday, and it's out in Kingston. And what really sets this particular fair apart, talking to the organizers, is that they really try to be a very family-friendly fair. They want to have something that you are comfortable bringing your kids to, and, you know, you can really get into the spirit and have fun with it.
Okay, so what do we find there?
Well, they're going to have all kinds of different performers, you know, musicians. They have this group that does a kind of like a play that runs all day. It's called Queen's Court. And so there's pieces of the story happening kind of throughout the fairgrounds. There are also knights and jousters. And, you know, one of the cool things about those kinds of performances is that in addition to seeing, you know, knights do sword fighting, for example, they talk a little bit about, you know, why they use this equipment and, you know, different things that happen during the time. So she said, you know, she feels like she really learned a lot about history all of these years putting on the fair.
Okay, spring also means art fairs. There are a couple of going on around New Hampshire this weekend. I know the Courier is doing something. Tell us about that and tell us why they're doing it. Beyond spreading the word about the museum itself, why does the Courier have an art fair?
Well, they have, it's their third annual art fest, and this runs Saturday from 10 to 4. And, you know, the idea behind this is to bring people into the museum and let them have a chance to meet some local artisans. So what they're going to do, they're going to have seven different artisans, really people who kind of straddle that line between craft and art. You know, it's very fine craft. It's things like jewelry or wearable art where, you know, it's usable, but it is very, you know, unique and artistic the way that it's created. And you get a chance to meet these artists. In fact, one of the things they tell the artists is that they want them to be working on a piece while they're there in the museum. So you can see kind of what they do, how they put the jewelry together.
You're watching the process.
Exactly. And you get a chance to talk with them and talk a little bit about why they make the choices that they do. Gearing it so that you can, you know, meet these artists and maybe even do a little bit of Mother's Day shopping while you're there.
Okay. Now, explain to me what the Brick Fair New England is.
Well, this is another place where you're going to meet people who really spend a lot of time creating things. And for them, their medium is Lego. These are people who are huge fans of Lego, and it is a celebration of all things Lego. And this runs Saturday and Sunday at the Radisson in Manchester.
What do we see here? What do they create with Lego?
Well, you are going to see these massive displays, you know, buildings and trains. Some of them have pieces in them that move. I was talking to an organizer. He was saying that he's seen a chessboard where each of the chess pieces kind of does a little different thing. So these are pieces that are really intricate and take a lot of time to construct.
Who are the people that participate in this?
When I was talking to the organizer, he was saying, you know, this is something you kind of have to be an adult to do because you need money to find all of these pieces and to buy them. You know, maybe you need a couple thousand of the exact same window, for example, and you need space to build them. He was saying that, you know, in one of the groups, he met someone who actually worked on the real Mars rover for NASA and then later worked on the Lego Mars rover and is a big fan of Legos just in general. But then there are also people who, as you know, their day job, they don't really build. They're maybe they're accountants or something, but they really just get into Legos.
Now, Lego is the gateway drug to science.
It is. And so, you know, you bring your kids to this. Most of the bigger displays are definitely, you know, look, don't touch, but you can talk to them about how they put it together. And then they have an area where kids can play with Legos.
Get interactive.
Exactly.
Okay, if you prefer a more organic fair experience, the New Hampshire Sheep and Wolf Festival may be more to your liking. What are we going to find there?
Well, this is taking place also Saturday and Sunday at the Deerfield Fairgrounds. And this is a chance to learn kind of about all parts of the sheep and wool process. So they're going to have, you know, workshops, discussions, and you learn about, you know, everything from raising the sheep to working with the wool and dyeing, you know, wool products. So, again, just kind of all parts of the process and getting involved in something that also can be more of a craft, but like kind of a fine craft.
You'll find links and more information about all of these fairs at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Thanks, Amy.
Have a great weekend.